You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. The Westwood One Podcast Network presents The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw. Home of borders, language, culture, and here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
It is a pivotal day in American political history that will not be soon forgotten, which is why I'm playing Mozart's Requiem. It is a pivotal day in American political history. Don't brush aside what happened today. I'm calling it the collusion illusion. And I want to first congratulate U.S. taxpayers because you're the proud owners of the Mueller report. How do you feel that you've invested more than $30 million? You feel good about that? Now, there might have been 10 counts of obstruction, but a whole team of the top investigators can't prove or disprove them. So what was the point of saying there were 10 counts of obstruction? Later on in this monologue, I am going to prove definitively that there was collusion. You heard me. I will prove beyond a reasonable doubt that there was collusion between Trump and Putin. Now, collusion means a secret or illegal act. It doesn't mean both. I will prove beyond a reasonable doubt that there may have been a secret meeting between Trump and Putin. But you'll have to wait for that. Because basically, the conclusion is of the Mueller report is what? A big shrug. Who knows? We don't know. It's sort of ball strike. We don't know. The average guy says, what the hell is this about? What did this prove? You see, there's something for everyone in this report. It's very clever politically. Mueller is a brilliant politician. Mueller and his team spent $30 million, had the time of their lives, and then gave both sides something that they wanted. Conveniently, though, the question of obstruction, which has replaced collusion recently, is the new buzzword. And what does it come down to? It comes down to proving motives. Very difficult. They knew this when they started the investigation. Today, Giuliani went on Fox News and quoted Mueller's double talk. And what did he say? Here's Giuliani again. We don't know if he had an eggnog or two before saying it. He can't keep his big mouth shut. Someone ought to put a mortadella in his yap. He said, if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. Based on the facts of the applicable legal standards, we are unable to reach that judgment. It seems to me that Rudy Giuliani almost stabbed Trump in the back again. Rudy Giuliani took back all of the gains the president made. Went on Fox News and quoted Mueller's double talk. Why would Rudy quote Mueller's double talk? Why would he zero in on this quote? Could it be strategy to create the appearance of chaos? That's an old, tried and true tactic that was noted by Sun Tzu. Even in the midst of the turmoil of battle, the troops seemingly going around in circles, they cannot be defeated, said Sun Tzu. Did you hear this one? A Chinese general from 500 BC. Even in the midst of the turmoil of battle, the troops seemingly going around in circles, they cannot be defeated. According to the media's droning over the past 3 years, we've heard it's almost certain that Trump will be found to have colluded with Russia. No one seemed to care about that collusion. What does it mean? The buzzword they desperately clung to isn't even a federal crime. It makes you wonder who was really behind this national distraction. You know, that's the real question. I keep quoting Plato, the shadows on the wall. Who is really behind this national distraction? Who does it benefit for this nation to be distracted and divided over some ephemeral idea that the Russians influenced an American election? This conspiracy theory did nothing but instill further instability and fear within the American electorate. It makes us look weak and divided on the world stage. Who does that embolden? Well, I'll tell you right off the bat, Rocket Man in North Korea is so emboldened that he shot a new rocket off the other day. You understand what the Democrats have done to our national security? Maybe you'll figure it out one of these days. Russia, WikiLeaks, campaign emails. None of it had anything to do with getting Trump elected. The media really expects us to believe that their polling and reporting was all wrong because the voters were swayed in the end of the campaign by WikiLeaks? I don't think so. How many of you can even name something you learned from WikiLeaks during the 2016 presidential campaign? I can't. The media latched onto this collusion idea because they couldn't accept they were totally off base in predicting the outcome of the 2016 election. They could not accept that Trump won, so they've done everything to try to delegitimize him and half of the American votership. So they furthered the narrative of the collusion illusion, which did nothing but embolden our enemies on the world stage. This investigation has cost us a lot more than $30 million. Does anyone remember the presidential debate in 2012 where Romney named Russia as a geopolitical threat? Does anyone remember Obama's response, or was that too long ago? Well, here's what Obama said. The 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back because the Cold War has been over for 20 years. Did you hear that? Who has been working with Russia? Well, who knows? The real answer might surprise you, but it wasn't Trump. And now I will prove beyond a reasonable doubt there was collusion between Trump and Putin. In November of 2016, just before the election, President Trump appeared on the Savage Nation. That's right, the person that you never hear from or see on television. The man who got Trump elected. The man whose books created the entire campaign of borders, language, and culture. The man who was called by the left-wing Salon magazine the father of Trumpomania. President Trump came on the show before he was president in November, just on the cusp of the election. And here is what he said. Pay close attention. You're never going to forget this.
Donald, listen, how would you defuse the situation now between Russia and the U.S., assuming the world doesn't blow up before January? What would you do if you were president, first day, what would you do with Putin to stop these war drums?
Well, the problem is Putin has no respect for Obama at all, doesn't like him and doesn't respect him, and Obama doesn't like Putin, but they have a great dislike for each other, and Putin has no respect at all for Obama, and I think that you have potentially a really catastrophic situation here, I'll be honest with you, because those two are not... I will say this. If I win on November 8th, and hopefully every one of your listeners is going to go out, we're going to need everybody.
Absolutely.
So Republicans have a tougher path, you know that, to get there.
Yes.
But
yes.
If I win on November 8th, I think I could see myself meeting with Putin and meeting with Russia prior to the start of the administration. I think it would be
wow. That's an amazing news story. That's fabulous, Mr. Trump.
I made news on this show, but because I am the odd man out, because I am not connected to the radio cartel or the TV cartel, because I don't report to the bosses in the media, because I am an independent, because I am not a Republican, because I am a maverick, because I am a true outsider like you, no one reported what was just said. He said, if I am elected on November 8th or 7th, I might meet with Mr. Putin prior to being inaugurated. Do you understand how powerful a statement that is? Do you understand that we made news on this show back in that year of November? Or was it December? November, I believe, when he was on the show before the election. Do you understand he said he would meet with Putin? Now, what was he meeting with Putin for? To stop World War III, the Democrats were banging the war drums. The very same evil force that tried to steal the election from Trump because they couldn't get the wars that they wanted and they couldn't get the power that they had prior. The very same Democrats are at it again. There was certainly collusion, but it was not between Trump and Russia or Russia and Trump. It was between the Democrats and the war machine. I'm going to ask you some questions on this show. I have many, many things to offer you, and a very special day it is. So line yourself up, and here are the questions. Are you ready for them? Does the Mueller report exonerate Trump? Does the Mueller report raise more questions than it answers? Do you consider Trump innocent or guilty now that the evidence is in? We are talking today about the collusion illusion. It is a pivotal day in American political history. And you are the proud owners of this Mueller report that you paid $30 million for. Well, what was it for? What was it about? How do you feel about it? Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report says the following. if we had confidence after a thorough investigation of the facts that the president clearly did not commit obstruction of justice, we would so state. Based on the facts and the applicable legal standards, we are unable to reach that judgment. That is the most parsed statement I've ever read in my life. What the hell is he saying? If we had confidence that he didn't commit obstruction, we would say it. Based on the facts, we can't say it. Then why didn't you prosecute it? I don't like this. This is Mueller grandstanding, and the people behind Mueller trying to maintain their control over the American mind. It's not good for the country. It's not good for our national security. It is certainly not good for the American state of mind at all. And I will go on. There's a lot more to tell you about. You ready for them? Here they are. Here are the 10 takeaways from the Mueller report. Here are some very important ones that I haven't seen yet. One interesting point that I haven't seen anywhere on television or on radio is that malware was implanted on DCCC and DNC networks, and that was used to extract information from those computers, log keystrokes, take screenshots, and so on. The one question that will not be asked is why the DNC did not turn over their server to Mueller to investigate this. I want you to remember this. Debbie Wasserman Schultz refused to do that and even threatened the Capitol Hill police chief who was holding on to the laptop of a staffer for investigation. What was being hidden by the DNC, who was screaming about Russian collusion but wouldn't cooperate with the investigation? What made Debbie Wasserman Schultz become hysterical and threaten the Capitol Hill police chief, who was holding on to her laptop, or the staffer, a staffer laptop, to be investigated? What was she screaming about? Now, Mueller found that when Trump made this public statement, Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you are, will probably be rewarded mightily by our press, unquote. This apparently triggered the GRU to target Hillary's personal computer. It says that there was not evidence that they tried to do this earlier on this domain, but it also says that it was unclear how the GRU found these accounts. What would your conclusion be? That they had in fact done this before without a word from Trump? There are other cases of deception that I found in the report. My staff's been working with me all morning. We found 10 takeaways from the Mueller report that you're not going to get anywhere else. Does the Mueller report exonerate Trump? Why did Mueller not file charges of obstruction? Who's actually calling the shots here? Who is the peasant of Ante? Who is the shadow? Who is the puppeteer behind all of this? Who's running this government that they would do a thing like this to us? Does this report raise more questions than it answers? And finally, for the simpletons out there, does this make you consider Trump innocent or guilty? For those of you who want to answer a simple question, but you got to give me a why to go with it. Do you consider Trump innocent or guilty? You own this report. What do you think about it? I'll be right back.
Savage.
Let's talk about double chins now. I mean, you think it's just going to disappear? You took your whole life to build it up. Ain't those bags and puffiness, which are getting worse every day, just going to go away? No, they're not going to go away. And here's what Robin S. from Lubbock, Texas says. She said, I put that jawline cream on my neck like 2 or 3 days ago. That is the best my neck has looked in over 20 years. Several people told me my face looks young. I am blown away. You see, with GenuCell's natural actives and a pure antioxidant base with no parabens, no chemical scents, and no pharmaceutical preservatives, it is the clean luxury your skin deserves every day. If you order right now, the GenuCell jawline treatment is yours absolutely free, just for ordering the classic GenuCell plant stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness. You heard me right. So text SAVAGE, that's SAVAGE, to 77453. Text SAVAGE to 77453 or go to GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com. GenuCell works for men and women, and for results in 12 hours or less, the GenuCell Immediate Effects is also included free. The GenuCell Immediate Effects is also included free. So order now and get free 3-day shipping. Again, text SAVAGE, S-A-V-A-G-E, to 77453. Simply text SAVAGE, S-A-V-A-G-E, to 77453 and get all this free stuff. Or go to GenuCell.com. That's GenuCell.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hollywood is going crazy. Trump and Barr driving a stake through the heart of democracy, they say. Andy Cooper, the biggest faker in the history of the media, a man who wears clear glasses, a man who's never done a thing in his life to make a nickel, has never provided a service or a product that I can understand that anybody would want, living off the inheritance of his mother, says that it's ludicrous for Trump to forget things. Okay, Andy. Andy Blooper. CNN's Anna Navarro, whoever she is, another lowlife, rages against devious Barr, saying he's disloyal to the Constitution. What would she know about the Constitution? CNN lunatics saying Trump is screwed since Mueller report is pretty bad, very damaging. I'm reading the nutcases here. Brennan, remember him? Brennan says the amount of information on collusion obstruction is really quite extensive. Incidentally, it's almost unheard of until now, till the past 2 years, that the intelligence services would cease being secretive politically and openly attack a sitting president. It's never happened before. Never in the history of America. Never. So Brennan has no credibility whatsoever to do a thing like this, and he hasn't learned his lesson yet. ABC's John Carl finds collusion in the report. He's denying reality. NBC says Mueller report is falling with a thud for Democrats. Oh, that's a... So she actually got it? Mueller report is falling with a thud for Democrats. They can't use it. CNN panel celebrates Mueller report as roadmap for Dems to impeach Trump. That's nonsense. No, the exact opposite is true. This is going to re-elect Trump. Chuck Todd, another fraud. This guy would have been happy if he got a job with the New York Sanitation Department. He would have been a happier man. Trump and Barr's bud words, new to Mueller report. Chuck Todd's an invention, a construct, a creation, a straw dog, a nobody, an empty suit. And a New York Sanitation Department worker who lifts up garbage cans would know more about reality than this jerk. Let's see. Nicole Wallace completely loses it after Barr presser, whoever she is. She's on MSNBC. She doesn't know what she's talking about. You know what they all need is a Mediterranean cruise. That's what they need, is a nice Mediterranean cruise, a collusion cruise. They should put up a Democrat collusion cruise. Maybe it could be a one-way trip to Crete, and they could all encamp, disencamp on Crete and stay there forever and waste the people's money. It's a crazy country we're living in. Marilyn, Donna, what do you think today? You've seen the report, you heard the report, you heard this, you heard that. What do you think?
Yes, well, I think there are definitely things that raise questions, and I really appreciate the fact that you've posted it on your website. I think the redactions, most of these, I'm sure there are people that work with Mueller that were probably redacted out of it. The bottom line to me is that the collusion...
Can I redact the redactions on my website of the report? Is there any way to redact the redactions? What are we now? We're going to focus now on redactions for 2 years for another $30 million?
Savage.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Libsyn Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
No collusion, no obstruction.
There never was, by the way, and there never will be. And we do have to get to the bottom of these things, I will say. And this should never happen. I say this in front of my friends, wounded warriors, and I just call them warriors because we just shook hands and they look great. They look so good, so beautiful. But I say it in front of my friends, this should never happen to another president again. This hoax, this should never happen to another president again. Thank you.
He's right. You want it to happen to a Democrat? God forbid they win? Is that what you want? Do you understand it weakens the entire office? It weakens the country, divides the nation? They've almost provoked a civil war with this garbage. But what do you think is the issue? Remember, you are the voters. You are the populace. You are the population. You know, this is for the experts amongst you who have been following this collusion and fusion GPS story from the beginning because you've been, you know, obsessed with that. I'm not really that involved with all of that. I'm interested in the outcome. The outcome is there was no collusion at the end of the day. And that Trump was never guilty of collusion. Trump's been trying to get on with his job as the chief executive to build the economy and make the country safer. That's what he's been doing. Now, could you imagine, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, as good as the economy is, as stable as the world is right now after 2 years of Trump, can you imagine how much more stable it would be by now and how much better the economy might be right now if the chief executive and his staff had been able to focus on these issues for the last 2 years instead of constantly being on the defense because the flies were flying around them and buzzing around them? Can you imagine what they have done to this country? What's ironic to me is that you got the communists like Bernie Sanders, the seltzer man, promising you a golden economy when he has never created a single job in his entire life. Here is a man who's lived in Ben and Jerry's state and never owned an ice cream stand. In fact, I would wager a bet that if Bernie Sanders and his wife had chosen to go into the ice cream business instead of the university and political business, they would have been out of business before they opened the ice cream store. The ice cream probably would have melted as they try to take it from the freezer to the store. Or it would have been contaminated because they bought substandard milk and ingredients. But here's a guy selling you the lie, the big lie, that if you vote communism, he won't call it that, it's called Democrat Socialism. I told you the joke, I'll tell it again because not everyone listens every minute because of damn good impersonation. And I have offered to Mr. Trump to be his factotum, the Bernie Sanders factotum, if he wants to rehearse for the election. I will be the stand-in at a rehearsal. And the first thing I would say is, now, Mr. Trump, I called you a racist, a sexist, and a homophobe all during the campaign of 2016. And although I believed it at that time, I still believe it, but I will not say it because I'm terrified that you'll kick my behind in. So I'm not taking it back exactly, but I'm saying to you, you're such a big guy in person, I'm not going to say it again to you. However, I will say this. I did attack millionaires and billionaires. But now that I'm a millionaire, I will no longer attack millionaires. I'm only attacking trillionaires. So therefore, I'm exonerating you from the fact that you are not a trillionaire, only a billionaire. And therefore, I salute the fact that we have joined the same club. I mean, I can make Trump laugh, but it's not a laughable thing. That's who he's going to run against? It's a shoo-in. I pray to God Bernie is the front runner because it'll be 80-20 Trump. A landslide. A landslide. There's not enough illegal aliens from Honduras. They can move all of Honduras in here and Bernie can't win. The last I checked, two-year-olds can't vote. I mean, the Democrats are pretty brazen in who they have voting, but I don't think they've yet tried to move 2 and 3 year olds into the voting booth. We'll have to wait and see. When have you last seen a really powerful figure in American politics go to prison? Tell me when. It's an interesting question for all of you listening to this show who are, political fanatics. Can you name anyone, any major political figure who has gone to prison in your lifetime for a crime? There have been accusations. I can only name one. There was a former Speaker of the House of Representatives who went to prison, right? I'll bet you don't even know his name. But what other major American political figure has ever been accused, tried, and found guilty of a crime and paid a punishment such as going to jail? That's a great question. I'll tell you what. Anyone who could answer that question will win a free copy of Stop Mass Hysteria, my best-selling book on America's insanity from the Salem witch trials to the Trump witch hunt. The Trump witch hunt, right on the cover of my book, and I never got so much as a tweet from the president to thank me, nor an email to thank me, but that's okay. I wrote it for you, the audience of America. And I don't think you'll vote for Bernie because Bernie would be worse. Bernie wants open borders. Bernie is a Euro-communist, and they don't believe in borders. They don't believe in national sovereignty. They believe in an international world order, not in a national world order. And so you'll never vote for a Bernie. But I warned last 2 days ago that if Trump does not crack down immediately on the border and do some other things that we need done, like get the budget under control, I'm not so sure that the Eddies out there are going to go out and vote for him. So let's play another soundbite for you. We have great stuff. We've done our homework. We spent all morning on this. I canceled a family vacation for this, just to be here with you today, and we're not going anywhere. Let us listen to clip number 4. This is a summary by Mr. Barr. Let's hear it.
The special counsel's report states that his quote, investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities.
Okay. Now go on to number five.
As the special counsel report makes clear, the Russian government sought to interfere in our election process. But thanks to the special counsel's thorough investigation, we now know that the Russian operatives who perpetrated these schemes did not have the cooperation of President Trump or the Trump campaign, or the knowing assistance of any other American, for that matter.
You know, this is a very interesting statement. The Russian government did not, the Russian government did seek to interfere in our election. Do you realize that most governments interfere in other governments' elections? Do you realize that we have meddled in the elections in other countries almost from the beginning of the founding of this nation? Do you realize that it's done by every government? Do you know that? Do you know that under President Obama, do you know which elections he meddled in? Do you know that he tried to sway the Israeli election? Did you know Obama sent people there to disrupt the Israeli election and throw Netanyahu out of office? Did you know that John McCain, in collusion with Obama, was sent to Egypt to overturn an election and to restore the Muslim Brotherhood? You know, I don't want to talk badly about McCain, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'll never forget what he did. McCain meddled in elections both in Egypt and in Ukraine. McCain went to Ukraine and conspired with Ukraine. McCain went to Egypt after an election when General Sisi won, and he tried to overturn that election and reinstall the Muslim Brotherhood. Did you ask yourself why? Did you ask yourself which side McCain was on? Did you ask yourself why McCain was working on behalf of the Muslim Brotherhood and with forces here in America who are sympathetic to the Muslim Brotherhood, such as those in the Obama administration and the deep state tied into the Obama administration, who were working hand in glove with ISIS and the deep state and, with ISIS in supplying them weapons? Did you ever look into that? No one's allowed to ask about those questions, about why ISIS lasted so long under Obama and was almost wiped out immediately when Russia and the United States combined forces to wipe them off the planet. Shall I slow down or speed up? Because I could do either. I'm Michael Savage.
Savage.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Somebody is guilty of something here, and who is it, and what did they do? In other words, you could say Trump really wasn't the issue, and he wasn't. He never did anything. But somebody did do something here, and I want to know who's behind this whole thing, this witch hunt. Who was it, Obama? Was Obama the mastermind of this witch hunt? Mr. Nice Guy? Was it Hillary and her people? Who was behind it? Somebody was pushing this. Somebody was the animus of this. Someone was making sure this didn't go away. That's the real question. And I don't think I have the answer. Who did it? Who did what? And which public official has gone to jail for a crime? Many of you are calling on this, but we're still talking about today's collusion illusion. And I'm going to post my monologue on michaelsavage.com because today is a pivotal day in American political history, and my monologue will stand as the best that anyone has said thus far and will say ever on this subject today. I'm right there with you. I'm going to record it. We're going to have it transcribed and put up on michaelsavage.com. I also have another announcement to make. Owing to the fact that I've been shadow banned and outright blocked by Twitter, I've posted this. I'm going to say it again. I will largely be making my comments on my own website, michaelsavage.com, from now on. I will be tweeting less and less. Many of you join Twitter just for me. And frankly, I'll do what I have to do on my own, at my own website. Jack is welcome to do what he wants, but he's not going to use my listeners and then censor me at the same time. You know what I'm saying? It's a two-way street. If I'm going to send you my people to sign up to Twitter and you make all this money off of it and I'm not making anything off of it, we're all having a lot of fun and games. Who the hell needs Twitter if they're going to do this to me? So that's it. You can go to michaelsavage.com. By the way, I have bigger traffic on my own website than I ever had on Twitter for anything I've ever put on Twitter. I've had more people on a daily basis go to michaelsavage.com to just see the articles and the links, even whatever, pictures, than I get on any other site. So what do I need them for? I'm not going to make any money off it one way or the other. It's basically a service to the listeners. Seattle Rob, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's your topic?
Dr. Savage, I watched the Mueller delivery this morning, and I think the most frightening conclusion of the report was actually that audience of Ivy League bloodhounds going out of their minds, especially some of the women who didn't know the difference between precedented and unprecedented. And this is a great danger to our country.
Where did you see this? Where were these Ivy Leaguers? Where was this?
This was on C-SPAN. This was Dr. Mueller delivering his statement to the press.
I know, but who was it? The press, you're saying? The way they reacted? Is that it?
I think the most dangerous conclusion, not in the report, but of the whole scenario, was actually not the report being presented, but the audience and the reaction to it, because it tells...
Yeah, they're clueless academics living in their own world.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.